This is Wade Branske with the Chief Organizer's Report, making welfare a curse word no matter how many benefit. Many years ago, we organized tens of thousands of people to demand welfare rights. But amazingly to me, the right has managed to usurp a fundamental entitlement by promoting welfare wrongs. New York Times had a depressing piece on how this tide turned, based on an examination of recent work done by Cornell political scientist Suzanne Mettler. When I was organizing with the National Welfare Rights Organization based in Springfield and Boston, Massachusetts in 1969 and 70, Mettler found that 7% of the average citizen's income came from federal social transfers. And in 1979, it was 11%. By 2014, it was 17%, according to Mettler's analysis of dozens of programs, including means-tested aid like food stamps, benefits tailored to narrow populations like veterans, and broad-based government programs like Social Security. Of course, this doesn't even count the largest government benefit program we have in terms of cost, which is the home mortgage deductions, as I detailed in my book, Citizen Wealth, almost a decade ago, because that's a tax transfer. But because that benefit is enjoyed by the middle and upper classes, no one calls it welfare, regardless of the facts. Ironically, despite the rising number of people benefiting from direct and indirect government benefit programs, Mettler found, surprising none of us, that there's still no love for the government and these programs, even from beneficiaries. As the article notes, the feelings about government don't appear connected to their own direct experience of it. But those feelings are shaped by opinions about other people's reliance on government aid, specifically on welfare. Welfare has become such a pejorative term in the U.S. that the Trump administration, fueled by right-wing anti-poor zealots, is trying to rebrand more popular programs as welfare and house them under some agency with welfare in the name in order to reduce the support for the programs. Ronald Reagan doesn't deserve all of the credit for this, but he was a leader of the hater pack, labeling welfare recipients with a broad brush as welfare queens. Culturally, he had help, as many continue to perpetuate myths of themselves and others as the deserving poor rather than the rest of the poor. All of this despite the fact that thanks to President Clinton and the rest of the gang, there are only 2.5 million people on traditional welfare payments now, which is less than 1% of the population. No small amount of this shaming is evidence of unconfessed racial bias and antipathy to people living in the big bad city. But no matter the disguise, it damages families that need the support and are entitled to receive it. Mettler is quoted saying that if you want to kill a social program, call it welfare. She's probably right, but in every other way, that's just plain wrong. This is Wade Branske. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.